After leaving Athens, Paul went to Corinth, the capital of the Roman province of Achaia, which was governed by a proconsul. Paul felt very lonely, as he had sent Timothy back to the Christians in Thessalonica, and there had been no word from Silas. The apostle was discouraged. He had been driven out of the towns in Macedonia. His preaching in Athens had produced few results, and he knew no one in Corinth. He arrived in this Greek metropolis, as he himself says in his first letter to the Corinthians, in weakness and fear and with much trembling. But soon he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of the Roman province of Pontus in Asia Minor. He and his wife Priscilla had recently arrived from Italy because the Emperor Claudius had ordered all the Jews to leave Rome. Paul went to see them, and because he was a tent maker as they were, he stayed and worked with them. Every Sabbath he went to the synagogue to reason with the Jews and Greek proselytes. When Silas and Timothy arrived, bringing with them gifts from the Macedonian churches, Paul devoted himself exclusively to preaching the gospel, testifying that Jesus was the Messiah. But his witness aroused the anger of the Jews, and they became abusive. Then Paul said to them, "Your blood be on your own heads. If you are lost, I am not responsible. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." Then Paul left the synagogue and went next door to live in the house of a Gentile named Justus, a man who worshipped God, and he preached the gospel there. A ruler of the synagogue, Crispus, and his entire household were converted, and many of the Corinthians who heard Paul preach also believed in the Lord. One night the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision and said, "Do not be afraid, but keep on speaking and do not give up, for I am with you. No one will be able to harm you, because I have many people in this city." Paul therefore stayed for a year and a half, teaching the people the word of God. The apostle must have been in need of the Lord's encouragement, for the city was not an easy place to evangelize. Corinth had a mixed population of about 700,000, half of whom were slaves. It was a center of Greek culture, with many schools of learning. The Corinthians promoted philosophy, science, art, industry, and sport. The athletic games that were held each year were very popular. Due to its two seaports and its strategic site on the trade route that linked Asia with the West, Corinth had grown into a busy commercial center and was very wealthy, but it was also very depraved, as Aphrodite, the goddess of love or lust, was highly honored there. In her temple, overlooking the city, 1,000 religious prostitutes served her with a corrupt and degrading form of worship that made Corinth a byword for debauchery. Terms such as to Corinthianize or Corinthian sickness, Corinthian drinker, Corinthian banquet, were proverbial. It was here, in this dissolute, thriving metropolis, that the Lord told his servant that he had many people. So Paul's ministry was blessed by the Lord, and the church in Corinth rapidly grew in number. From there, the gospel spread throughout the whole of the Roman province of Achaia. But the Jews soon began to oppose Paul's teaching, and one day they made a united attack on him and brought him into court. At that time, Gallio, the brother of the well-known philosopher Seneca, was proconsul of Achaia. The Jews said to him, "This man is persuading the people to worship God in ways contrary to the law." Just as Paul was about to speak, Gallio said to the Jews, "If it was a complaint about some wrongdoing or serious crime, it would be reasonable for me to listen to you. But since it involves questions about your own law, settle the matter yourselves. I will not be judge of such things." And he drove them out of the court. Then the people all turned on Sosthenes, a synagogue ruler, and beat him in front of the court, while Gallio showed no concern whatever. During his stay in Corinth, Paul wrote two letters to the church in Thessalonica. Next episode, Paul's letters to the Thessalonians.